Our reading for today is from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 24. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, so that it builds itself up in love. Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, due to the hardness of their hearts. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way that you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word today, we welcome Pastor Everett Green, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Our Christian lives and our lives as Lutheran Christians are full of paradoxes. We are saints and sinners. We distinguish the Word of God by law and gospel. We live our lives in the kingdoms of the left hand and the right hand. In our text for today, we come to a fundamental paradox found in the Scriptures. The Apostle Paul explains to us that on one side of the paradox, all of us are sinners. We all fall short of God's mark and God's standards, of God's expectations. We are all sinners in need of God's gracious love that is for all people. But on the other side of the paradox is equally true when St. Paul writes, I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called. In our baptism, we are called Christians, followers of Christ, disciples of Jesus. We wear his name, and Jesus has high expectations of those who wear his name. The Christian's calling is a high calling, a high privilege, a high distinction. The life of a pagan is materialistic, fixated on success and money. But our Lord expects more of us Christians than that. Christians have a different standard. A Christian is to be loving, kind, and gentle, compassionate and caring with his or her family, friends, and the world around him or her. We are to be generous to the poor and starving. We are to work for peace and justice. St. Paul says, "I urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called." The question is, how do we as saints and sinners do that? Paul describes it with these words: "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." We Christians are saved by grace through faith. That grace is the undeserved choice of God to bless and save us through Jesus Christ. You and I are just like every other human being. We deserve God's wrath and destruction. So we have no particular reason for ego or for pride that we are Christians, or that we will be going to heaven. We surely have reason for joy, for our salvation is a gift, not something that we have earned. Paul includes gentleness. We are called to be like Christ. Jesus came teaching and preaching and enduring the sin of those he came to save, even when it was focused on him. He chose to lead the flock, not drive the herd. We too are to be gentle with others. Paul next listed patience in his description of how we Christians should live. Patience belongs with humility and gentleness. Patience doesn't demand its own way or its own time schedule. We recognize that we have been called to represent Christ on earth, so that through Jesus Christ, men and women might find salvation. Since we are a people founded upon forgiveness, what is more fitting for forgiveness than patience? This forgiving spirit is evidenced also in forbearance, which Paul also lists. We bear with the weakness of one another as Christ has borne with our own. We too are weak, and in spite of our weakness, Christ nevertheless has chosen us and rescued us from sin and death and hell. Finally, Paul says that the manner worthy of our calling includes that we are to be eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We are to live in the reality of the unity we have been given in Jesus Christ, in the midst of a world that is full of division and fighting. We have one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Paul also describes us as having one body and one spirit. The body he refers to is the church, and the spirit is the Holy Spirit who dwells in each one that believes. Even though we are individuals, we are united in many ways. I'm reminded of what our Lord Jesus says in John 13:35. Jesus said, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." Do not despair of the high calling to which you are called. For St. Paul also reminds us in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen."
We thank Pastor Evergreen for today's meditation on God's Word.